I really don't think they're going to trade Terry McLaurin. I really don't. I think this is just part of the negotiation. We've seen this before. I mean, Lamar Jackson asked to be traded a couple years ago. Myles Garrett asked to be traded. He said goodbye and a goodbye letter in February, and then in March signed a huge contract. So I really don't think they're going to trade Terry. I'm not terribly surprised it's gotten to this point. It's unfortunate because of who it is and the goodwill that this ownership and this group has, the new front office has going with the fans and the organization. You're one step away from the Super Bowl. This is your number one wide receiver. You have to figure out a way to get it done. They're not going back to the NFC Championship game without Terry McLaurin. And this team is built to win now. They're trying to win now. And you need 17 on the field.
And unless somebody makes a ridiculous offer, the Commanders right. can't refuse. He's not going anywhere anytime soon. He's under contract for another year at a cap number of $25.5 million for the upcoming season. If you don't get a deal done going into next year, they can franchise tag him for a one-year salary of just over $28 million. So all of that is actually more affordable than what we believe
right.
his asking price to be. So they've
and
got him for two more years at least.
And Rob, even if they get, let's say they get blown away with a couple, you know, with draft picks, but those draft picks aren't going to help them right now.
Right. They have a window now.
Yeah. And this is why they need Terry on the field. And, you know, I still think there is a way to get something done, or you just, or he plays it out and you test free agency, or you franchise tag him next year again. But I don't see them trading away Terry McLaurin.
So that's really important as we talk about this story about McLaurin asking to be traded. The fact that the team is saying no, and that's just going to remain the way it is. That we really have to focus on that. The other thing I wanted to ask you, George, especially because you've been to training camp, with all of this talk, is this a distraction, especially with the Commanders coming off their great season, all of the high expectations, all of the talk about the team at stadium, everything like that? You have this sideshow. Is it a distraction for the team at this point?
Nick, I really don't think it is right now, because I think this team has a good mix of veterans, and you have a quarterback with a great head on his shoulders right now, and we talked a lot about his leadership, and these guys, they know Terry's working out and he's in the building. He's in the meetings. He's in with them. So like Jaden Daniels said today, it's great having Terry in the building. And when he gets on the field, he gets on the field. So I don't think it's a distraction. What I really do think is that the team, him coming out every day after practice to sign autographs, is probably not high on the front office's list of things they like to see. Cause that part is not great, because he's out in front of everybody. He was talking with his agent in public view the other day. So I think that part is getting old for the team quickly, but I really don't think it is a distraction right now for the team.
And quite frankly, it's a good test for that culture. It's been rainbows and lollipops for them, because they were, they were way better than anybody reasonably expected them to be in year one of a recalibration. They don't like the word rebuild.
Correct.
But I think this is a good test of that culture. And if you're able to weather this storm, and again, it's not a big deal inside the locker room, but this is just a lot of outside talk around the Commanders. It seems like it's not really affecting the locker room dynamic at all and the chemistry.